Okay, so weekend check-in. It's been a hell of a week, let me tell you. I mean, it's gone as far as I'm getting used to the disappointment. I'm getting used to the stress, the issues, the problems. What the fuck is wrong with me? I mean, like, legit, why do people feel the need to be stupid and cause excess drama and stress? It just doesn't, it doesn't make sense. I know for me, I've done everything that I can to stay away from drama and bullshit and all of that, but I guess it's my karma coming to bite me in the ass. Nah, okay, let's run this down. Mother's Day is supposed to be about what mom wants, yeah? Doesn't seem like it in my house lately. Oldest didn't want to be bothered to go to church, give me a couple hours, because, hey, that's what mom wants on Mother's Day. Doc's being his usual self, being a pain in the ass. I expect nothing less of him, though. He wanted to go to breakfast, yet it's almost noon, and guess who's still in bed snoring away? Yep, you guessed it, Doc. So I took his truck. I decided I was going to go get me a Starbucks tea, go take a drive, go do what I want to do. Because, you know, it's been a hard year. This is one of those firsts for me. First year not having my daddy around, so you would think that people would actually give a damn. No, because as quick as this all happened, is as quick as it seemed to have exited everybody's mind. And that's not cool. Don't get me wrong, Mother's Day's not, oh, let's go do this, that, the other thing. Especially not out here. It is too hot. I'm looking at the gauge in the truck right now, and it's showing 92 freaking degrees. No. I don't want to do nothing that involves anything. Hence why I'm going on a drive, because it really doesn't involve much of anything. But this weekend's just been kind of shit, especially since we're getting ready to move. But when we get back, we'll deal with the move and everything else. Be right back. Alright, so I know I kind of screwed up and slipped. We're in the process of moving because, well, the new owners of the house we've been in for just over 3 years basically said, you know what, fuck you. Ain't my fault that they didn't get full disclosure when it came to what was going on with the house, this and that. I mean, hell, we even told them everything we could think of and still got told that, well, you know what, with this, that, the other thing, we don't want you in the house anymore. As if we're the ones that did it. That fucking house wasn't even in moving ready condition when we moved in. So given that, it's like, why am I getting hit with it because you want to be a dick? Whatever. Found a new place, not too far. Schools stay the same. It's just a matter of now waiting it out to get the keys so that we can move and be done. Bigger backyard, bigger, I wouldn't say bigger space, but it's definitely laid out different, so it'll be nicer. I can actually be downstairs and not have to worry about what's going on upstairs, or I can send the gang downstairs if I'm in the studio doing what have you. But that's just going to be a hurry up and wait thing as far as that. So that was part of last weekend. had some help from some awesome friends. Love it, because most of the house is already packed up. We just have a lot of big shit. I mean, we don't have much, but we've got a lot of big shit, and that's going to take forever. But getting back to it, my God, the weather change is killing me. I don't know about you guys, but for us out here, it is horrible. As you can tell, my voice is all kinds of tore up right now, and it's not even on purpose. It's not because I've been talking too long, too loud, what have you. It's because it's just been fucking horrible. It went from decent to ugh, and it's fixing to go from ugh to oh, hell on earth. But we'll see. I mean, hopefully with the new house, we'll be able to have a pool, and it'll stay cooler, and all kinds of stuff. All right. So, Tuesday, Wednesday was kind of a interesting. Been getting chiropractic work done because, well, guess what? My back is all jacked up, and anybody that's known me for any length of time has known that I've lived with a lot of problems that not a lot of people realize. But given that, this team that I have been introduced to is absolutely amazing. Like, I could not be happier with not only the prices, but also the amount of care, how they care for their clients, the whole nine. I mean, I've not seen a team that has been so amazing in a really long time. Like, I'm talking small town chiropractics. That was the last time I saw something like this. And for me, that means a lot, especially since most people that work for teams like the San Francisco Giants and the Phoenix Suns and, let's see, the Phoenix Mercury, like, the list goes on. But I could not sing their praises anymore, and no, I'm not getting paid for it either. It would be nice, but I love to let you guys know, hey, if you need chiropractic done and you're in the Phoenix area, talk to Dr. Hessler's office. He is absolutely fantastic. His whole staff is amazing. And if you do end up going in and getting work done, just let him know that I sent you. Now, as for Wednesday, I got an interesting phone call on my way home from work. Youngest grandma found a kitten in the parking lot. Okay, no big deal. Well, we officially have an addition to the Lucky Gang. We have a just about 2-week-old kitten by the name of Smokey. Poor little thing had his eyes were closed. He had soot on his paws. It just was so sad. Now he's moving around. Both his eyes are open. And that's why we estimate him at almost 2 weeks. But he is doing well and he is staying with us. Okay, now Thursday, Friday. Okay, totally not what I was hoping for. I was hoping to have it done over with, not have to take another day off. But guess what? I kind of got fucked. Okay. Understandably, changes in documentation, changes in wages, blah, 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 all that shit. I get that. But, you know, this jerk, and yes, I'm going to be as nice as possible because he is somebody that listens, but he also knows that I'm going to tell it how I feel. Okay. He knew about the changes. He knew about the fact that the documentation that was originally filed for court and child support and all that shit was going to be adjusted. Not once did he ever ask me for, hey, can I get a copy of your pay stub or can I get some kind of documentation stating what you're making so that we have it before court? No, instead of doing that, or instead of, hey, I'm okay with it, I can go ahead and just take it after court. No, we got to extend this fucking thing. Okay, fine. You want to be a pain in my ass? Don't expect me to be hella nice to you when it comes down to the amount that they want to charge you for child support. Because to be honest with you, I should have done it from the get-go. I should have done it 6 years ago when you took me to court in the first place. We should have fucking hashed it out. We should have done all of this. And you know what? I feel like an ass for doing it now, but guess what? I could be more of an ass. I could get back child support. Even with you living with me for as long as you did, it doesn't matter. I can still get you for back child support because all you did was paid what you would have paid regardless if we had a kid or not. You weren't living with me because we were together. You were living with me to give you an opportunity to spend more time with your kid, which you didn't even fucking bother 99% of the time that you were living there. And that's really fucking frustrating. What's even more upsetting, though, is the fact that I get told that you and your roommate are shooting a BB gun in the house. More specifically, at our son. Okay, it may not have been a BB gun. He may have gotten that wrong. It might have been an airsoft gun. Still, my idiot brother put a pellet through his hand and had to have it surgically fucking removed in order to get it out because, oh, you're out of air. Put a new cartridge in. Bam! Puts fucking BB into his hand. Like, what the hell are you thinking? Don't shoot our kid with anything like that. If you're going to do anything like that, shoot him with a damn Nerf gun. At least those won't do damage. Well, as long as you don't hit him in the face with it. But, I mean, come on, man. Common sense. I know that you're used to getting your way and this and that. But, dude, time to man up. Time to grow up. It's time for you to say, hey, you know what? I'm a dad now. I need to act like one. Alright, off that fucking rant. Because, you know, that's just, oh my god, that pisses me off. Anyway. Friday was seemingly the only normal day of the last week. And even then, it was far from normal. I mean, I work on computers for work, and it took me 3 hours and my boss to do what she needed to in order for it to actually cooperate with us. But it is what it is. Anyway, just want to shout out Happy Mother's Day. May it be fur, reptile, human. Just Happy Mother's Day, guys. I know it can be a crappy weekend for people, but try and keep your head up.